Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, October 25th of 2021. And I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's great to be with you, as always. And I'm glad you've tuned in, wherever you've tuned in, however you've tuned in, however you've heard about the program. I'm just so glad that you found us and have tuned in to us. And one of the things I like to say is our goal is change the world through faith and radio. What's that mean? You may say, listeners, what that means is trying to help change the world through, of course, faith and using radio as a means to do it. And so that is supposed to mean. This idea that we're looking to change the world through faith and radio. That is what that's supposed to mean. So I'm glad you've tuned in, wherever you're tuning in from, whether you're here in Michigan or whether you're across America or whether you're in another country. We're just so glad. We even have people tune in on different time zones, different continents even. That's an awesome thing. It really is. So, speaking of it being October 25th, can't believe we're only 2 months away from Christmas Day. I know it. It's hard to believe. But it's true. Time is just flying by and never seems to slow down. At least not right now. It's not slowing down. But yeah, this year has honestly just gone by real fast. And if you, last week, folks, I did do a show on Wednesday after not being on Monday or Tuesday of last week. And then 2 weeks ago, I was at the Clarksville Holy Spirit Conference in Tennessee, and it was awesome. It was very anointed, very powerful, and I was honestly very glad that I got to be a part. Honestly, glad that I got to attend this conference. And so we're back to normal around here with doing the show Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday between 30 and 8 o'clock or just before. So, as I said a minute ago, till further notice, we're just back to as normal around here. Now, with the holidays coming, there will be Christmas music coming up after Thanksgiving. I personally enjoy listening to it even in early November, but to help keep listeners sane so they don't go. I try to keep it reserved for after Thanksgiving. And then for like a day after. This year, it so happens to be that because Christmas is on a Saturday, there won't exactly be a Christmas Day interruption. So that last episode before Christmas, obviously as the time gets going, we'll gets closer, we'll let you know of some things. As, of course, since we believe in Jesus here on Miracle Man, that means I believe in Christmas and love that time of year. And it's coming. But not quite yet. So, in case you haven't noticed, we are in the last of the last days. I need you listeners to really be praying over America right now. We need divine intervention from God. This thing is being crashed into the ground. And Election Day is coming up on November the 2nd, and I'm sure there's places that I like here in Midland, where in Midland County, where we don't exactly have anything on the ballot. If you live somewhere where something is on the ballot, then by all means, go vote. Make your voice heard by voting. And believe God that your vote won't be messed with, because there were votes messed with last year. Of course, I'm not going to get into all the details of that, nor am I trying to make this a political program. As a matter of fact, I try to keep politics out as much as possible. Now, yes, I enjoy people like Sean Hannity and different show hosts like that, but that is not what I do here on this program. That case in point, we need to pray and we need to vote. If you live somewhere where there's an election. And these local elections are very important, because the most powerful person in your county, the most powerful people in your county, are your county elected officials. In your city, if you vote for a mayor, the mayor is the most important person in your city. True. So by all means, make your voice heard. If you're not happy with the way your city is going, and your city has a mayoral election, a city council election, vote. Because those local elections all have the greatest impact at the localized level. My pastor talked about this a little bit yesterday, Dr. Barclay, briefly. And again, I'm going to say it again, pray. And so yeah. There it is on that. So but here we're going to sing, then we're going to get into the word of Lord, word of the Lord. And then we have some sports to talk about. We have a Lions game to talk about. Also, MHSAA pairings are out. And we will talk about a couple certain districts. And then we also have the Michigan and Michigan State football game coming up this weekend on Saturday. And also in the Big Ten, we have a certain deal that involves Penn State. Then, so we have a lot of different football stuff to talk about, as well as baseball and the World Series, and who, in fact, made the World Series. And I'm not going to give you the all that sports stuff right now. What I was doing there was just kind of telling you guys what we're going to be talking about as it relates to sports. And tonight, I'm going to teach on Revelation 3 and where he talks about one of the seven churches and how they got lukewarm and how we really should not be lukewarm. In fact, we should be hot for God, on fire for God in these last days. And so that is the plan for this evening. Because we have a busy night. We have a lot to go through. And this part of this is so you can follow me. And, of course, so that I don't miss anything either. In case you're wondering, General Miracle Man, what do you think about this whole thing with Halloween and should I dress up? Should I have my kids dress up or not? I would say you know, it's up to you what you want to do. I don't do the whole ghouls and goblin stuff. And to be honest with you, that's wicked. That's wicked. That's witchcraft. Originally, there was this All Saints Day around there, and it was the time of the harvest. But then it became wicked and became what we know as Halloween. And so that's going to be up to you. Should I? Shouldn't I? You know, yeah. What I mean by yes, I mean, it's up to you. And I'm not going to get into telling you, you know, I demand that you do this or what have you. So that is that. Here's something better I want to mention. My favorite fall foods, a couple of them actually are candy corn, apple crisp, in no particular order, you know, stuff like candy corn, apple crisp, and then apple cider and cider donuts and pumpkin everything. Yes, I said pumpkin everything. What do you mean pumpkin everything? Oh, pumpkin whoopie pies, pumpkin bread, pumpkin ice cream, and a lot of different pumpkin things. Because pumpkin is delicious. Pumpkin is the flavor of fall. One of the flavors of fall. And it really is delicious. That's why I enjoy it. And, of course, my favorite place to get, the place where I get these pumpkin whoopie pies from is this place called Country Cook Stove Bakery, which is in Clare. Up near, up heading towards the north. In Michigan, you know, near US 10. And it's on this dirt road out in the country. They have all kinds of different sweets, including these pumpkin whoopie pies that if you eat them, you'll be glad you did. And I honestly enjoy them. I truly, honestly, 100%. Enjoy them a lot, and I mean it when I say that. And so if you haven't tried them, so they're open on Fridays and Saturdays, and pick up some pumpkin whoopie pies for yourself. You'll be glad you did. And I'm sure you'll, if you don't enjoy them, tell me why. A couple quick things before we get into the worship. Real quick, I want to tell you about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, the first 30 years of my life, and what all God has brought me through in those 30 years, the different things that I was freed from, healed of. And, you know, all the different sicknesses and diseases. I don't say freed from, like, I was into substance abuse and stuff. No, none of that. But I'm at, like, sicknesses and diseases and bad behaviors that I was delivered from. And temper stuff that I was delivered from. And God's really helped me. And I'm believing that I'm going to see the rest of my healing made manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. And I continue to live by faith, which... You need faith to live today. Oh, you need faith to live today. In fact, the Bible even says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So the book tells the story, the first 30 years of my life. You can go online to Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book. And how it can be a blessing to you. And you will be glad that you read it. I guarantee you. You'll be glad that you read it. And I pray that if you read it, it'll be a blessing to you. The other thing I want to mention to you is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com. If the show has been a blessing to you at all, I ask that you consider sowing a seed into the Miracle Man program. And when you sow a seed, when I find out that you sow a seed, I always pray over that seed. And I believe God that He will bless you. Of course, you know, what does the farmer do? He sows seed in the ground. And this is good ground to sow into. This program is great, stable ground when you sow into this program. And what do I use the seed for when you sow it? Oh, this program. That's what. I don't use it for just me and that kind of stuff. Nope. For this program. Amen. For the work of God. And the verse I want to sow into your life, where it says, he who soweth sparingly shall also reap. He who soweth sparingly also reaps. What sparingly? Sparingly means you don't give what you could have. You just sow when you want it. He who soweth bountifully, man, that's like above and beyond. And it's not based strictly on a dollar amount. God looks on the heart, not on how many dollars you gave. So this idea of, well, I gave $300, was this other person gave $600, $800, So they might be more spiritual. No. God looks on the heart. He who soweth sparingly reaps sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall also reap. He still reaps. That person still reaps. The person who sows bountifully still reaps. But they reap more than the one who sowed sparingly. What does that mean? Greater blessing? Greater return? On the seed that they sowed? Amen. Amen. So that's the verse I want you to stand on as you sow your seed. And now we're going to get into worship. And then we are going to pray and get into what the word of the Lord and what God has for us tonight. Amen. I'm alive to live for you. Much amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me, yes. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me.
Our hearts will cry, these bones will
Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, holy. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, holy.
Amen.
favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and the children, and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yes. Amen. 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 His favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you, within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, and you're coming, and you're going, and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 You. He is for 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 you. Yeah. Amen. 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 The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We love you tonight, Master. We come before you. We humble ourselves before you tonight, Jesus. We praise you and worship you for what you are, for who you are to us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on our life. You are the Lord of our lives, Jesus. We've worshiped you. We've given you praise. We honor you tonight, Master. Thank you for these listeners tuned in from all around the world, wherever they're tuned in, how they found us. We thank you, Lord God, that they have found us. We are so grateful to you for that. And I thank you, Father, that you're ministering to every one of us, that you are strengthening us to do what you've called us to do in these last days. And I just thank you, Master, that these storms of life, I speak peace to these storms right now coming around us. I speak peace to these storms right now. Thank you that you, Lord, are calming these storms. I speak peace, 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 peace. And I speak to depression to be removed right now and be replaced by your joy, O Lord. Because you're the life giver, you're the healer, and you're the joy giver. Yes. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that all sickness and disease would leave our bodies right now. That pain and sickness would go and health would flow in our bodies. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are moving on our behalf right now. And I thank you for this word as we open your word tonight. Thank you that you use me to deliver this word. And I thank you that these listeners have ears ready to hear, a heart ready to receive, and that they're ready to follow your word and do what it says and not just be those that hear it. And now I make my confession over this program. I pray, Lord God, that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that increases in listenership would come into this program, that finances would come into this program. And most importantly, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. Let's say it. This is my Bible. I am what the Word says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a story, history, storybook to me. I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. If you can, wave that Bible, make the double man a bit. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me, please, if you would, to the book of Revelation, chapter 3. Amen. Ooh. Revelation. Revelation chapter 3. Again, I want to talk about why not Luke 1. We're going to read about all the different churches that are in 3. But then we're going to focus on Laodicea. So, verse 1. To the angel in the church of Thyatira write, by the way, folks, I want you to follow along. Whatever you do, whatever I do here, you do there. If I sing again, you sing. If I clap, you clap. If I shout, you shout. If I decide to pray in the Holy Ghost, then if you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, ask the Lord to fill you. Whatever I do here for the next little bit, you do there. Amen. To the angel in the church of Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up! What remains and is about to die. For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have spoiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white and they are worthy. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but I will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, right? This is the church in Philadelphia, listeners. This is not talking about the city of Philly, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So we'll try it again without that. To the angel in the church of Philadelphia, right? These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. What he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and you have not denied my children. You have not denied my name. Sorry, I was just finding the contraction in my book. An open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and you have not denied my name. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, even though they are not, but they are liars. I will make them come, and they will fall down at your feet, and they will acknowledge that I have loved you, since you have kept my command to endure patiently. I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. To him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. And I will also write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Pay attention to this one, folks. To the angel of the church in Laodicea, write, these are the words of Amen. These are the words of the Lord. God, one of God's names, Amen. The faithful and true witness. The ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds. I know your actions. I know that you are neither cold nor hot. Uh-oh. I would that you were cold or hot. Yet because you are lukewarm, which means neither hot or cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. Greek word for that is vomit. That's the last thing I'll say about that. Don't worry. Don't worry, Mom. I promise I'm leaving it alone. He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich. I have acquired wealth, and I do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched. You are pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so that you can become rich. And have clothes to wear so that you can cover your shameful nakedness and consult and solve to put on your eyes, saliva, so that you can see. To those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest. Repent. Did you hear what God said? God said, repent. Many pastors today in these user-friendly, seeker-sensitive churches, they will not use that repent word. They will not use the repent word. Verse 20. I am. Stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in, and I will eat with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Let me look at. Church in Thyatira. There was one last one. That my pastor taught yesterday morning. Oh, the church in Pergamum, verse 12. No, verse 13. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne, yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food that was sacrificed to idols and committing sexual immorality. Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Oh, he says this again. Repent, therefore. Otherwise, I will soon come to you, and I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. I want to be like the one who holds true. I don't want to be like the Laodicean church, where they weren't cold, they weren't hot. They were room temperature. Now, let me give you a couple examples. Now, let's say I have this delicious Coca-Cola. Could be bottled, could be canned, could be a fountain drink. Either one of the three types. We'll say it's without ice. Let's say it's cold. I get it into a certain room at my house, and I just leave it there on the table, and I go to do some other things like watch a game or whatever, but purposely don't take it with me. And I just leave it there just to see what happens. Over the course of time, might be 10, 20 minutes, might be 30 minutes, might be an hour, might be longer. Here's what's going to happen. It will become as warm or as cold as the temperature of this room. Might depend on maybe whether it's in, if it's in styrofoam, it might stay a little bit cooler. But eventually, we'll get to room temperature. Let's take some once in a while, I enjoy a cup of hot chocolate, provided that it's winter and it's not too hot, but it's still hot. Let's say I get this hot chocolate from McDonald's or coffee shop or something. And let's say, we'll just say it's my last stop and then I go home. Let's say that I put it here in my house again. And what's going to happen to it? Guess what? Just like what happened to my Coke, my Coca-Cola, the same thing is going to happen to that hot chocolate. That hot chocolate will become room temperature. It'll get to where it's not even hot at all. And it's just like this room temperature chocolatey drink that wouldn't be the same as if it was hot. Just like that Coke would not be the same as if it was cold. You say, Miracle Man, what about the spiritual? Well, God would rather you be on fire for him. God would rather you be on fire or cold. He would rather you be on fire for him or just cold. Like, but the last thing he would want you to do is be lukewarm, just going with whatever the flavor of the day is, just being totally lukewarm, going with, you know, whatever the flow is around, going with every new doctrine, going with whatever is in, whatever's just being all, you know, lukewarm. And God does not want you lukewarm. No. In fact, I read to you what it said would happen. You were lukewarm. And out of the kindness of my heart, I will not repeat it again. But if you're cold for God, if you're not where God wants you, don't warm up to lukewarm. Warm up to on fire. A sign you could be lukewarm might be, what's your church attendance? I come when I want to. And I don't when I don't want to. I give when I want to. I don't give when I don't want to. Maybe most of the time I want to come to church, so I come most of the time. And that other part, I don't. Folks, that's a sign. That can be a sign of lukewarmness. You'd rather be cold or hot. Not lukewarm. Lukewarm can be comfortable. Like if you're in a room that's just room temperature, you might just feel, you know, comfortable. But that's not how God wants us to be. He wants us on fire in these last days. Folks, this is not a day to be teeter-tottering, to be in for a while, out for a while. To be that person who comes into church and pays their tithes and gives and worships and praises and gives their tithes and offerings and lives for God. And then run out into the world and get baptized and gossip, tale-bearing, cussing, carousing, talking against each other, talking against the church, and all that, and then come back in to the glory cloud and get baptized again and read your Bible and pray and forgive and then run back out there and smoke and drink and do all that, and then come back in here and get in the glory cloud and get baptized again. Samson did that. It hurt him. Can't be in both kingdoms. Or be running from one to the other. So this idea of being lukewarm, not okay with God. Not okay. The last place he wants you to be. You should be excited to serve God. You should want to read your Bible and pray. You should want to go to church. You should want to give your tithes and offerings. You should want to serve. When you don't want to do those things, you need to check your attitude. Make sure you're not getting lukewarm or cold. Because he said, I would that you were cold or hot. Because you are lukewarm. I don't know why he called it lukewarm and not Mike warm or something else. But he called it lukewarm. Because you were lukewarm, you because you are lukewarm, you are out of my mouth. So I challenge you. Get hot with God. Run after God like you've never ran with him before. Get right with God. If you're not right with God, get right. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for this word. I pray, Lord God, that we would check ourselves in these last days, that we would get right with you, that we would get hot for you if we're not hot and not be lukewarm or cold, and that we would go for you, serve you full-heartedly and not just when it's convenient, not just when we feel like it. And I thank you that you would help us with that. You would help us to examine ourselves. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, we got a little bit of time left for sports. So before I get into the whole hoopla football central, let's talk about baseball. In baseball, the World Series is now set. The Houston Astros will be taking on the Atlanta Braves for the first time since 1999. The Atlanta Braves are going to the World Series. Atlanta had made the World Series previously in 1991. 1995, 1996, 98, and 99. They had only won it once in 1995, but had lost the others. Atlanta was not over 500 even one time this year until after mid-August. The first time ever that has happened, that a team who did not reach 500 until August reached the World Series. Also, the Dodgers, who they beat, were better by over 20 games in the regular season. So they were a major favorite to go back to the World Series. They did not make the World Series. Atlanta beat them in six games. Game six was in Atlanta. And Atlanta beat them 4-2. and I'm excited about it. It's an all-South World Series. It's something I've wanted. I have actually wanted this for a while, a truly all-Southern, all-South World Series. Houston, a nice southern city, and Atlanta, two of my favorite places in America. Let's go to football. For football, I often start with high school, but nope, tonight I'm not. I'm going to start with college football. In college football, you had Michigan dominate Northwestern 37-7 to set up a matchup of two unbeatens. 7-0 Michigan versus 7-0 Michigan State. Right now, Michigan is like the crown jewel of college football because both of our major teams are both undefeated. Both of them. Michigan is ranked number 6 right now. Michigan State is ranked like number 8. That team to the south, though, has jumped ahead of us because they just beat. Oh, who did they beat? Oh. Team that was not doing so well. I don't know if it was Nebraska, who it was, but they won like 52-7, and they are looking very good. They're looking very tough. They're getting better every week. Penn State. Now, they lost to Illinois in 6 overtimes. 6 of them. They lost to Illinois. Illinois, mind you, Illinois. So Penn State isn't looking like what we thought they were. Not quite. So going forward, who's... Of the games we have left, which one is the most challenging? In no particular order, I would say for Michigan, it would be Michigan State. Then it would be, and it would be that team to the south, and Penn State. As I said, in no particular order. They still have to play Indiana as well. And someone else, I forget who. But this is testing time for Michigan. So good thing they had their bye when they did. For Michigan State, they will also be tested, as they will have to play that team to the south, Michigan, Penn State, I believe. Yep. So we'll see. I'm excited. I really am excited about that. And then in the other part of Saturday, you have that team to the south versus Penn State. People thought that was going to be a super important game. Well, I would still say yes. You have a team with one loss versus a team with two. So that's one thing of note. That team to the south has really been focused on getting better, while Penn State has been making a little bit more mistakes. If that team of the South crushes Penn State, so then from Michigan and Michigan State both, we know that, especially for the big Michigan versus team of the South, then we'll know that we have our work cut out for us to beat them. And I want us to beat them. I was hoping that this was our year. And I know I admitted something on my show, this show a few years ago, that I now wish I didn't admit about that team to the South, about whether or not I liked them better than Michigan. But I also say that I want that rivalry to become closer. What I mean by that is, I mean, I want Michigan to win some of these. And I hope that Michigan can find a way to beat them this year. Can they? I would say yes, they can. Details will be forthcoming after I watch the next four Michigan games leading up to that. And I see how that team to the South does in their few games leading up to that, Michigan versus that team to the South. So we'll just have to wait and see. I'm excited. I'm happy. Now the Lions. Oh, another day, another dollar, another loss. This time to the Rams with Stafford. But keep in mind, the Lions outgained the Rams, and they still lost. How do you do that? How do you outgain your opponent, the Rams, which are like one of the best teams in the NFL, and still lose the football game? I don't know. I don't know how you do it, but they did it. They did it. They lost to the Rams. They're now 0-7. The Rams are 6-1. Their bye will be coming up soon. I hope that after their bye, they can get some things figured out and get to winning. And then Kansas City Chiefs, what is going on with Carson Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs? What is going on there? He's throwing all these interceptions and they keep losing. I don't know what's going on there. Also, Russell Wilson, quarterback of his finger was placed in a finger on his throwing hand was placed in a little cast thingy a few weeks ago after he broke one of his fingers. And it had just been taken off after he was put on injured reserve, and now there is talk that he could return in week 10, which could boost the Seahawks. Those are just a few of the storylines in the NFL. And folks, I told you that I was also going to be covering some of the high school pairings, playoff pairings for teams of interest. And I decided that we would talk about the pairings tomorrow because we have run out of time. What I will tell you, however, is that Dow High did defeat Midland by the score of 25-0 at Midland Community Stadium on Friday night, which brings Dow's record to 6-3. For Midland, Midland has their first 2-7 season since at least 1950. Even prior to that, I'm sure. There was a year that they went 2-6 since 1950, but that year they only played 8 games. So just something to consider. Now, this year, Midland did have the number one passer in the Saginaw Valley League Blue Division in Drew Barry, but there were other things about us that made it harder for us. Penalties, and being a young team, and all that kind of stuff. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.